I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. 507 DGS. So the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, has resigned. And I have no idea what this procedure is, but evidently Chuck Schumer is trying to use some weird, archaic, never-been-done-before procedure to get Donald Trump's impeachment Senate trial done before he leaves office. Just doesn't even seem remotely possible. It's like it's next week.
Well, it's really a good idea because that's the perfect way to unite the country. All the united messages that you've heard since Election Day, and let's decide to remove the guy 7 days early.
I
know why they're doing it, and it makes sense. If I was in their war room, I'd probably say do it, because they all are afraid of him coming back in 2024 and running again or doing whatever. And if so be it, but, I mean, just stop right now talking about uniting the country if you're gonna impeach Trump right now.
Fair enough.
Just stop talking about it.
That's John Hamm. He stopped in for a celebrity pop-in today, so Skip Weber. And going to do the Sweet 16. Skip, do you remember this one? I don't think we've ever done this before.
I don't think we've done it. This is the first time I've ever
done
it.
Yeah, in all the years. Yeah. So the Sweet 16 today is the Sweet 16 of Best Fictional Teachers. So now, we always seem to have a little bit of like, oh, I didn't know about that. I didn't just put classroom teachers. I put like mentors, you know, things like that. So
would
you dig?
Yeah, I did that too. I drew the line at coaches. Like I didn't put any athletic coaches on there.
I have one coach on here that was a high school coach and also taught.
Well, that's then
why I think
White Shadow.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go.
No, dude. I'll tell you what I didn't do though. There was a couple that I really like, but they were based on real people. So even though they were a character, they were not fictional.
Yeah.
So I will argue that point. If it's fictional teachers, you can't use these people that
Wait, we just go ahead and put White Shadow? Do you know the White Shadow?
Oh,
it's
my
way
gosh.
Before your time. Yeah. Since you grew up watching
Coach
UPN, I thought
Reeves,
you might like
Coach
it.
Coach Reeves yeah. was also a teacher. Oh, that's one of the greatest shows ever made.
I loved it.
So good. It really was good. And it was more real.
So good.
I mean, there was always something going down in the neighborhood, or so one of the players had a rough thing, you know, brother getting shot, or mom and dad walking out on him, he's living alone. I mean, it was more real for that time period than anything you saw at the time.
Yeah. Okay, lead it off.
Well, as you know, I really like to try to come up with the good ones like you just did that nobody else thought of, but I'm sure that everybody has this, but this is my number one thing that popped in my mind immediately. It's unreal. I think it's the number one seed, and that would be John Keating
from
Dead Poets.
Dead Poets.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. Robin Williams.
And, I mean, if you didn't want to have him as your teacher or you didn't want him to teach your kids, then you missed the point of the movie. I mean, just great.
Are you greatness. A Dead Poets person?
I've seen it. I just thought, for some reason, I thought he was going to say Mr. Cotter. Like, with all of that build-up.
Oh, my gosh, I forgot about Mr. Cotter.
I was like, I know what he's
on my list. He's on my list.
Rach, can I
tell
you?
He's on my list, too.
I did, too. Honestly, I thought he's going to steal Gabe Cotter from me. Watch it.
Mr. Cotter.
Son of a bitch. Tony.
One of my dad and I's favorite movies all time, and I know we talk a lot about The Karate Kid in this studio. So Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, I hate him, too.
Has to be on my list.
I am funny. Going for, okay, remember Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Yes.
And remember Ben Stein, the econ teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Anyone?
Man, you love that movie.
I love that dang movie. So I say Ben Stein, but I don't know. I don't remember his actual teacher name in that movie.
One.
Did he
I
have one?
I don't think
one?
He had
one
either. I think it's just like economics professor.
Wait a minute. That's a great pick, Sue. But let me just back up a bit because I'm still very butthurt for many, many weeks ago. You love Ferris Bueller's Day Off, but you can't bring yourself to watching Cobra Kai.
Well, I tried it, Skip. I tried the whole
it's
first
It's not any
show.
Worse written or
the
any
acting
worse acted than
and Ferris Bueller. Is at a level that few films have achieved.
That's what I'm saying.
Cobra Kai is not
That's
on that level.
That's what I'm
level.
Saying. It's all mind candy.
Sadly,
come on.
Sadly, it's true.
You're bad-mouthing Cobra Kai. I love them all. I love Ferris Bueller, too.
When Cameron is sitting in his car
when Cameron
debating
was in
Egypt, on whether...
Calling,
yeah, he's going to keep
calling.
I mean, you can
I mean, the
feel
guy lives in
his
Chicago.
Emotions are coming no. through the screen.
He lives in Chicago, but he's wearing a Detroit Red Wings jersey. How realistic is that?
Well... Shows the depth of that character and the writing that was put into it.
If, God forbid, Skip met an untimely end and I was asked to speak, I'd be like, look, he loved Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I do.
And everybody'd be like, he did.
I
do. He loved it.
Yeah.
He totally did.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
He loved Cars.
And Cobra Kai.
He loved Baylor. And he loved Cobra Kai.
Exactly.
Right?
Not necessarily in that order.
Since it's the first round, I will go with Indiana Jones.
Yep. I had
Oh, that's a great
that's
one.
A
But then I have some weird ones for later.
Okay.
Good. I will go with Mr. Hand.
Oh, I love that one. That's on my list.
Ones.
Darn
good.
It.
A good
really
one.
Good
Mr. Hand. You have to say it like that.
There's some good ones because I forgot about that, too. That's great.
Back to Skip.
I will go with Dewey Finn
nice.
Portraying
love
Ned,
it.
Ned Schneebly.
Oh, that's darn it. That's my next one.
What a great movie.
That is such a great movie. I totally agree.
Dumbledore.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
All right, how about...
We need losers in the first round, after all.
Yeah, that's a good point. How about Mr. Holland? I really like that from Mr. Holland's opus.
Wasn't he having an affair with a student?
Oh, was he? I didn't think he did.
Wasn't that the whole... I mean, I don't think they did it, but like...
It was there.
She said, meet me at the bus station
did
tonight.
He?
Yeah, that's the, that was the whole like premise of this movie.
Well, I'm going back
kind of like a don't stand so close to me sting thing. Yeah,
yeah. Oh, she's dear. Like, I want you to come to Broadway with me, and he thinks about it.
Did Mr. Holland have an affair?
So am I putting him on or not?
Well, yeah.
Hey, that's what Sue wants.
He almost did. Yeah.
Apparently, that's one of the criteria for being a great teacher.
Oh, dear.
What about that part?
He simply considered it.
He didn't actually.
He hadn't
do it.
Thought about
and
it.
And it was the underlying message.
What about Mrs. Krabappel?
Love it.
Oh, that's a great
that's a good one. Too.
That's a great one.
Yep.
I know he's an administrator, but would Mr. Skinner qualify?
Yeah.
I mean, Dumbledore's an administrator.
I'm sure at some point he was a teacher.
All right.
Yeah, exactly.
To move up there.
They put him against Mrs. Krabappel.
Now my bracket's all messed up.
Sorry. Skip.
All right, here's one that is a little bit of a minor role, but I just thought it was great at the time. And it's Professor Turgeson from the Roddy Dangerfield movie Back to School. It's the Sam Kinison character that just screams at the students.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
I'd forgotten about that.
I just love that scene because I was
you
there.
You just put Sam Kinison.
Is she right? Because I was there.
Have we officially put Mr. Cotter on the list?
Mr. Cotter. No.
Well, then that's what I will do now.
Wasn't Rodney Dangerfield like 60 before he made it?
Yeah.
He was older.
Yep.
How about Miss Beadle from Little House on the Prairie?
Hmm. Did we like her? I don't remember. Was she nice?
I always thought she was nice.
Prairie. Okay, I have a couple here, because we... Okay, yeah, Dave, you're going to totally close it out, because we had that extra pick.
Okay.
So the ones I had were Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly, like, a good educator, but he's very funny. Chang from Community, if anyone's seen that. Same type of deal. Mr. Ratburn from Arthur. Miss Frizzle from The Magic School Bus.
That's a big one.
Frizzle?
With that generation, yeah.
What do you think we should put on? Garrison, Frizzle.
I'm leaving it to you.
I'll put Mr. Garrison because probably more people watch that.
So there's just one more left?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I was down to Obi-Wan or Yoda.
Yeah, I had Yoda on my list also.
Anyone have anything great?
I had Freddie Shoup from Summer School. Mark Harmon with the Summer School.
Oh, yeah.
I remember the movie, but I don't remember
specifically. The gym teacher that has to teach English for the summer.
No one? Okay, let's go
Norman
Yoda.
Norman Dale from Yoda.
Yeah, I mean, nothing better than Yoda.
Nothing better than Yoda.
I had Professor X on my list, too.
But. Yeah, it's a good one. All right, best. Did that not just go faster than any Sweet 16 we've ever done?
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Trying to get me out of here, sorry.
Man. Mm-hmm. Sweet 16, a best fictional character. The White Shadow, mm-hmm. Ken Reeves.
Ken Reeves.
Versus Yoda.
Wow.
I'm going to say Coach Reeves.
I'm going Coach Reeves, too.
Damn.
Yoda could never have handled salami or Coolidge in a million years. In a million years. Coach Reeves.
Sue?
I'm going Yoda. Just because I don't remember enough about the other one.
I know. My hard pick is Coach Reeves, but no one knows him but us. So let's go Yoda. Dumbledore.
What about Yoda?
Wait a minute. There are hundreds of St. Louisans out there, Shadow fans. But
we don't have hundreds of listeners, but there
I think
it is. Tens.
I think you have
But I think it's hard to make
listeners.
The argument that more people know Coach Reeves than Yoda.
No, not more. No, I'm just saying.
Dumbledore versus Mr. Holland, the pedophile.
Okay, hey. Well, I'm going Dumbledore. I've been
the Dumbledore
corrected.
Dumbledore.
The least.
I'm going Mr. Holland.
I'm going Holland, too. I'm going Holland, too.
Just for that reason.
Oh, jeez.
Let's see here.
I have to admit right now that we got the entire box set of, nobody watches DVDs anymore, but we have them. We just got them for Harry Potter because I've never seen them. And neither has my wife. We know they're good. It just was the way it all fell with the kids growing up. I've never seen them.
My kids never got into them either until Maggie.
I want to see them.
About a year ago.
So that's why I'm going Mr. Holland, because I've actually seen that movie.
I was in that same boat. I didn't really know anything about it or think much of it. None of my kids got into it until Maggie about a year ago. Now I've seen all of them, and I think I loved it.
And
I think you're
going to
love it.
My oldest was old enough, and she watched them. And they all ended up reading like the later books, but it just never.
Did you know the first Harry Potter movie was 20 years ago?
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I believe that.
That's crazy.
Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller versus Mr. Garrison from South Park.
Anyone? I'm going Ben Stein. Bueller.
I'm going Garrison.
I'll go Garrison as well.
I'll go Stein.
Yeah. Tony.
I'll go Ben Stein, but I don't.
But you don't care?
Yeah, I don't.
But you don't care.
I don't
care.
Have strong motivation.
I think it's fun that he was he was a politician. I mean, he was
with
like a
Mrs.
Reagan
Harrison.
Speech writer when he made that movie. That's kind of a cool, you know.
It is.
Even an actor at all, but they put him in there.
The classic matchup. This seems to happen every week on Sweet 16. Indiana Jones versus Sam Kinison.
I'm going Professor Thorgerson. Easily the best history class ever on film.
Indiana Jones.
Indy. Anna Jones.
Mr. Keats from Keats?
Dead Poets Society.
Keaton.
Mm-hmm. From Dead
Keaton.
Poets.
Keating, yeah.
Versus Mrs. Beadle from Little House on the Prairie.
Captain, my captain.
Yeah, Dead
Poets
Society.
Probably Dead Poets Society.
Mm-hmm.
That was just an unfortunate matchup by me.
Mr. Skinner. Versus Mrs. Krabappel.
Krabappel.
Principal Skinner, but I am going to vote for Mrs. Krabappel.
So you prefer Mr. Skinner?
No, it's Principal Skinner. Oh. You keep saying Mr.
Okay.
Skinner.
It really confused me.
Seymour.
I'm going Principal Skinner.
Skinner.
Oh.
Is that
to
me?
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't
man.
See that coming.
They're both so funny, but I would say that Skinner makes me laugh more, so I'm going with Skinner. Just the little things that he says and does.
Mr. Miyagi versus Mr. Cotter.
Cotter!
Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, I'll go Miyagi.
Is it tie again to me?
Yep.
Oh, man, you guys are terrible. I gotta go. I'll go Miyagi.
Wow.
That broke his heart, too. You could see it on his face.
No, because it all has to do with Cobra Kai.
The Cobra Kai talk. Had you not have voted Miyagi in the first round.
Cobra Kai was such
agreed,
a great show.
But man.
Yeah.
Was it, or is it just that we were 14?
I think when I watch it in reruns, it's so bad, a la Sue's definition. But it's still, I still laugh hysterically to, to, you know, Washington and, you know, Epstein's mother. And
but if we're talking those, I mean, we have two of those shows from this era.
Yeah.
White Shadow is so superior.
Agreed.
Mr. Cutter.
Well, yeah,
Cutter.
But that was, it wasn't a comedy either, though, too.
No, I know, but I'm.
Yeah.
Two different categories.
I agree. And they both lost. So.
Mr. Hand versus Dewey Finn from School of Rock.
Mr. Hand for
There's
me.
There's no way you can stop the School of Rock.
I'm going Dewey, Dewey Finn.
Is it to me? It's to,
what did you vote for?
I was holding out.
No, you, it's 2-1.
I said Mr. Hand.
I'm making it tie to you.
School of Rock right now.
You're making a tie to me? Mm-hmm. Oh, Mr. Hand. I like, but I really like School of Rock. Ugh. Help.
Isn't it weird that every one of my listeners knows exactly what it's like inside Sue's head? Like, we hear her thought process.
Okay.
Steak or chicken?
Mr. Hand.
They're both so delicious.
All right, there's your
I just love them both.
Elite Eight of Fictional Teachers. Quick break, right back, DGS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, it's about 5:30, Sweet 16 with Skip Weber, the Sweet 16 of Fictional Teachers. We are to the Elite Eight, and you have a story to tell us?
If you want to hear it.
I do.
So, over the weekend, we were out of town in Tennessee. We were doing some business down there, and we went out to this restaurant we really like. We're 7 hours away. Okay, it's far east Tennessee, Smoky Mountains. And we're in my wife's car that she just got. She just bought it in November. And so we're at a hotel that has covered parking or parking garage. And if you have a car, you're supposed to park on this level above, but everybody was parking on our level. We were in a Suburban, so we were all packed like sardines. So we go out to eat, and something gave us heartburn. And at 2:30 in the morning, I had to go find Tums or Rolaids or something. So the hotel doesn't have it. So the closest 24 hours, like 10 miles away. So I go drive there. I come back. And I see what I think is a better parking space than where I was. So I start backing into that. And little did I know that there was a little pipe sticking out, and I completely shattered my back windshield of my wife's new Suburban.
Oh, so it was sticking out of the wall of the. It was sticking out of the wall.
No,
of the
it was.
Parking garage.
It was a duct, one of those big ducts that you see in the parking garage, and it was just a little bit lower on that space. It was the very end of an aisle, mm-hmm. and what the bracket that was holding it had a little pipe sticking out of it. Mm-hmm. So it was straight dead on, and none of the sensors of backup sensors, or it couldn't see any. And it just at 3:15 in the morning, I'm screaming.
How is that for your heartburn?
Oh, screaming my frustration in the parking garage. So,
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah, it was the worst. And so we actually solved it okay by some people we know in the area knew a body shop owner that opened up and taped it up for us on Saturday morning, at least.
Oh, man.
So we drove around tape. I was just going, what? I mean, it's snowing. It snowed the whole time we were there. It's raining. I mean, I got a back open.
That's
you know,
so it's, horrible.
It was, and I laugh. We laugh at it now, but I mean, I'm telling you, at 3:15 in the morning, I didn't know. I just wanted to. I just wanted.
I probably
to
felt like
wake my wife up, throw her in the car, and start driving. I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
So
that's a hopeless moment.
It is.
So I'm intrigued. I have purchased or leased 7 vehicles from Weber, and I always feel like I'm very well taken care of. If Lori Weber comes in to buy a car, how does that go?
Well, she's actually on our payroll, so she's the same as an employee.
Okay.
So, I mean,
does she have to negotiate anything?
No, she's friends with them all.
That's too bad.
Well, we keep leasing it, so we don't have a trade-in. So, when she has a car, she leases it. And so, you turn it in at the end of 3 years and get a new one. So, it's a one-price deal as an employee, and the lease is what it is. So, it's pretty easy. But the thing about it is that she hates to admit this, but they all love her. They,
of course,
the employees love like her way more than me.
Doy.
And if both of us, if my car had the same thing happen to it, and she her car had the same thing happen to it, believe me, she'd get her car back a week before I got mine back. And it wouldn't matter how hard the parts were to get. They do.
Go,
so
Lori.
I'm glad of that, but still, yeah.
Are you still doing the donuts?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if COVID had knocked that out or something.
No, free donuts and cookies, bacon cookies and all that. Yeah, because we still got waiting rooms. We still got to have your cars fixed, so.
Still the same lady?
At Creve Coeur, yes.
Yeah, Aunt B.
Aunt B. She's great.
She is great.
And she's really a good baker. I mean, her cookies are really good. Those are not like a Pillsbury. I mean, she makes them very, very good.
Sweet 16 of fictional teachers, the Elite Eight, Yoda versus Dumbledore.
Ooh. I'm Dumbledore.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, I've already admitted I don't know enough about him, so I'm going Yoda.
I'm also going Yoda.
Oh, Yoda it is.
Very hands-on.
Ben Stein from Ferris Bueller versus Indiana Jones.
Oh. Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I'll go Indiana Jones.
Into the finals. Mr. Keating from Dead Poet Society versus Principal Skinner.
Skinner.
I'm going Keating.
She jumped on that one.
Robin Williams.
Rich?
Skinner.
Oh, tie to you. To you. He was writing.
He brought the phrase "carpe diem" back to everybody's. That either should make you vote for him or make you vote violently against him.
That's
depending
a good point.
You like.
Captain.
I'll go poets. Damn it, begrudgingly. Mr. Miyagi versus Mr. Hand.
Mr. Hand.
Mr. Miyagi.
I'm going to vote Miyagi just to make Sue stop saying that like that. So.
Come Miyagi.
See, I didn't have to vote. I think Mr. Hand was a great teacher. So.
Yeah, he was.
There's your final four. What's going on at Weber?
So we got the new last week at this time. We didn't even know because it was still December, even though it was January 4th. But they came out with some really good aggressive stuff. It's no longer a blanket coverage of everything as the same kind of discount. But most everything has got at least something really good on it. So it's all different depending upon what you're looking at. But here's the neat thing about it. If you have a GM card, you get an additional $1,000. They do this almost every January. So all the people that use their GM card, no matter how much they use it for, no matter how much money they have on it, they get an extra $1,000 on top of it towards purchasing a car. Now, every year we get, well, man, how come you're discriminating against me without the GM card? Well, I get it, but use of a GM card has made GM money all year, so you know, even if you don't use it, that you still fall in that category.
Can I ask you perhaps an indelicate question?
Sure.
We were talking about this on the show the other day. How is it possible that Tesla has more value than every other car manufacturer put together? Basically?
I've been wanting to ask him that.
That's how the stock market works. They have never turned a profit without government intervention. Okay, everybody is on the Elon Musk bandwagon. I would have to admit that he's probably
Andrew is like the president of his fan club.
He's probably very smart. I'm not sure exactly what technology things he's actually done, but the same thing was with Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Jobs was not as good
about
at computers as his partners, and he's just good at putting it together. But Elon Musk got all this money from PayPal or whatever. I think it was PayPal they did, and so he wanted to do a car company. And the truth is, if he did that car company and it wasn't electric, they'd have been out of business a long time ago. But the government props him up with that, and that gives them high stock value. So if he was private, in a private company, I'm not sure that he would be in business.
So if
but the stock value of it, and they're nice cars, but the model, the more volume he gets, the model will not work.
But it can't be more valuable. Yeah. Then I mean, that's what drives me crazy about that story that we read
to me,
last week.
Sales would be valued.
That the company is more valuable than all of them. Toyota, Hyundai, Ford, GM, Chevy, put together.
Well, first of all, there's the...
It just can't be.
The a lot of those are on the foreign stock exchanges, so you don't really know how to compare them.
Right.
I mean, you can't go onto the U.S. stock exchange and buy, you know, Hyundai or Toyota. I mean, those are not American companies, but if you look at the other three, I mean, it's not more profitable by any means. Even after the government intervention, it's not more profitable. But people like the technology. They keep thinking it's going to be the wave of the future. They don't know that Ford and Toyota and Chevy and GMC have all got electric cars that will actually probably end up working better than Tesla, because Tesla refuses to use the standard plugins. So when the more electric cars that are out there, the harder it is for Tesla to charge.
Mm-hmm.
They only use their own chargers, but that's okay, because where they're concentrated, there's enough of them. But I don't know. It is kind of nutty. Their model will not work at high volume. How can you trade something in if you don't have a dealership? Unless another dealer helps them. But I mean, if somebody takes a Camaro to a Tesla dealership, to the Tesla place in St. Louis, and Tesla wants to trade that in, we'll buy it. We'll buy it from them. But if we ever decided not to, and nobody else is going to do that, they'd take it to the auction. They could get rid of it at an auction, but that's the worst way to give them good value for your trade in. So, but I mean, if people are going to buy it, they're going to try to buy it. I just don't see how the model will not work at the high volume. It just won't. And they've tried it, that's why they've kind of pulled back a little bit. But they are nice cars. Don't get me wrong.
Don't they have an incentive for their customers? Like, if you can get three of your friends to buy a Tesla, then you can level up to this next
version. They might.
Version.
I don't know.
I've heard about stuff like that. Yeah. Or, like, you can't buy this upgrade until you have completed this, and this. It's a little strange. I mean, I think they're great cars, but that sounds a little weird.
They want it to be like an Apple store. And there's just a difference between spending $50,000 and spending $800 on a smartphone. There's just a big difference. You can go and not have to go to AT&T. You can go directly to Apple for an Apple phone. Going directly to the manufacturer into a store that's owned by the manufacturer. I mean, when I was on dealer council for General Motors, they actually were dabbling in it. And I think they didn't ever admit this, but they found out that they didn't want to have the headaches that dealers have being the front point. The point of it, you know, I mean, we cover stuff under warranty that GM now makes us do these hoops for and kicks it back, and the customer doesn't ever see that.
But is GM going to build a colony on Mars?
Well,
that's a
fair
point.
But that's a different company.
You should just start saying you're going to do a bunch of stuff.
Exactly. I know, but I agree with you. But that's why people like it, because there's all these other ideas. But that's not really the car company.
Skip Mars.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean.
Yeah. I think you and Andrew should have a podcast about Elon Musk.
I don't think
Elon
Musk will
either.
I have one more question.
Sure.
You brought up the car auction. I've always known about it. When I was in high school, my girlfriend's dad took my dad to the auction and bought me a car. Yeah. It was a two-door Ford Granada, black with gold interior with gold mags.
Stop bragging.
So,
wow.
Couldn't have been any cooler. But then we found out it had been at the bottom of a pond.
Yeah. Oopsie.
Very much stuff in place to keep that from happening.
Okay.
Everything's disclosed on it. That long ago, there probably was things in place then, but the auction, there were some auctions that were shady for a long time. But no, the Carfaxes, which is actually the second best source. There's another thing that's better than Carfax to get all the straight poop on a vehicle. But those types of things, you know, are always provided at the auctions. You can see everything happened. If something happened like a flood or excessive hail damage or the vehicle totaled, that would be on that trace. And you
gotcha.
Can't. Yeah. So they still happen. You can still buy that kind of stuff as long as you know it. It's just pennies on the dollar.
What's better than Carfax? So,
There's another company that's really not out there for
consumer use.
We can see everything. Carfax, it had to have been reported as a title event.
Oh, okay.
And there's some other things, other ways to get in there. But we run a different one that really shows much more detail about it.
Hmm. Okay.
So
I'm just thinking about a funny moment that happened today. I was on an email chain that dealt with an embarrassing commercial running over the weekend on various radio stations here, and it was a product where you poop out your fat, and everyone thought that was terrible and it was embarrassing. Let's make sure it doesn't happen again. And it was a bunch of the managers and me, and the end result was I bought two bottles. For real.
That's great.
Poop,
I mean,
out your fat.
What could be David a better way to lose weight than that?
Thank
Come
you.
On.
I think you're going to have to get a diaper.
Yeah. They're like, let's just make sure this never happens again. I'm like,
what's that website again?
It sounds pretty good. So they got one sale. Final four of fictional teachers. Yeah, this is weird, man. Yoda versus Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones.
I'm going to go Yoda here.
Yoda for me.
I mean, Indiana Jones was cooler, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But did he teach more to anybody than Yoda? I think not. Yoda.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yoda moves on. Dead Poets versus
Mr. Miyagi, maybe?
Mr.
Yes.
Hand.
Oh. God.
Mr. Miyagi.
How'd she sneak that in?
Yeah.
I will also go Miyagi.
I will go Miyagi also.
All right. Best teacher.
I should have gone John Keating, but I mean, come on.
I have a question. Did Mr. Miyagi, I simply don't remember. Was he just a teacher to Daniel, or was he an actual teacher? What was his profession?
He taught phys ed.
You are lying. What did he teach?
He was just a
handyman at the apartment.
He did not teach botany.
He was a shop teacher.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't teach at
Good
all,
Good old Mr. Miyagi.
Oh, my goodness.
He taught karate.
Well, Yoda
That's what he taught.
Wasn't teaching history.
Well, right. I was just asking.
He taught life is what he taught.
That's right, too.
Remember that
he was the head
I thought
of
you were going to ask me something about his nationality.
Do you remember the lesson about balance?
Clearly,
also
she doesn't.
Also pertain to life.
He was the head of Miyagi-san dojo.
Yeah, exactly.
Yoda versus Miyagi.
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 I'll vote Yoda.
Tie to you, Sue.
No, it isn't. What did you say?
Whatever it takes to be a tie to you.
All right, I'm going Yoda. Take that.
There it is.
There you go. You heard it here first.
What about Yoda?
I'll leave a mark.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
550 DGS. Just to kind of keep you up to date on what's going on in Washington. My understanding is that they have introduced the resolution on impeachment. They're giving Mike Pence until end of business tomorrow to invoke the 25th Amendment, which I think they know he's not going to do. Although there are no reports that he and the president have spoken since all of this went down last week. And so on Wednesday, it looks like Pelosi has the votes to impeach the president for the second time. Then either Schumer will pull this trick out of his bag of tricks and try to get the Senate to hear the case before the president's time is up 9 days from now, or they're just going to sit on it and wait, and they will send the articles of impeachment to the Senate when they're good and ready, maybe 100 days after Biden takes office. That's where things stand right now with that. So, fun facts?
Yeah.
Penguins poop emits laughing gas.
What?
It's pretty fun.
That's very fun.
Right?
What exactly is laughing gas?
Like stuff that give you the dentist.
Yeah, no, I know. What is that?
Oh, what's the?
Is it? It's not like methane. Is it like what is
nitrous oxide?
That's it. So that's what they.
I love it. Tony goes, what exactly is laughing gas? We're like, it's the southern. No, I know that.
Well, I meant
for the love.
That, yeah,
what is the chemical composition?
Nitrous oxide is what I was looking for. Yeah. They poop nitrous oxide.
There you go. That's why they're always so happy.
That's why the dentist at the zoo.
Tony, you were a big Ninja Turtle guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shredder, the bad guy, was originally going to be called the Grater because the weapons attached to his arms were designed to look like giant cheese graters.
It's less threatening than Shredder.
Yeah. The busiest McDonald's in the world is in Moscow.
Huh.
It serves at least 850,000 people per year.
Wow.
Jeez.
In every glass of water you drink, there's at least one molecule of water that's been on the Earth since the dinosaurs existed.
Cool. Wow, that's really
well, that's
cool.
Only a few years if you look at the Jurassic Park movies.
True. Yeah. You produce enough saliva every day to fill what?
Okay, every day.
A bathtub.
Okay.
My swimming pool.
Quart.
I like a quart. That's a good guess. I'm going a gallon.
A wine bottle.
Oh, wow.
And Rach, during your lifetime, you will fill 53 bathtubs.
Wow.
Which doesn't sound like that much.
No, it doesn't. Well, yes, it does.
I mean, a wine, if you pour a bottle of wine a day into bathtubs, it's only 53 bathtubs.
Mm-hmm. Well, depends upon the size of the bathtub.
That's a good point.
It's got a really deep
bathtub.
That's a great
point.
Yeah.
You want to hear some albums that turned 40 this year?
Oh, jeez.
Want to feel old? 40. Foreigner 4.
Wow.
Tattoo You.
Oh,
Ghost in the Machine,
ah!
Escape by Journey, Moving Pictures by Rush, Don't Say No, Billy Squire, Paradise Theater, Styx.
Love them all.
Yeah.
Every single one of those albums is awesome.
Also, do you guys remember the bodybuilder who legally married his sex doll from Kazakhstan?
Strangely, I don't remember.
You don't?
I don't.
No?
No.
No, it was reported widely on the DGS.
Well, that's where I remember.
He broke her right before Christmas, so she had to go to the sex doll hospital.
Oh.
And he admits to his 99,000 Twitter followers that he has taken up with another object in his house. There's a video of it, if you care to watch, which just appears to be some sort of metal object, almost like a plate. And so...
Well, what's he going to do when his wife comes home?
Yeah.
Something tells me she doesn't know.
Because she's in the hospital.
He says...
This is kind of the ultimate betrayal.
He says, I just couldn't stand it without her here, and neither of us meant for it to happen. It just happened.
Yeah. Classic tale.
Right?
Who plays the plate in the movie version of this? That's my question.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.